Sadi to Menach Nichalei Becholdu, that a wife is happy with any husband she has, and always to Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish says, to Yomer Resh Lakish, Tav Lemesev Tandu, Milamesev Armaloi. A lady would rather be married, Tav Lemesev Tandu, Du means two. She would rather be like married, Rashi says, Guf Shanayim, Kloima, Rashi says, Isha Becholdu Nichalei. With any type of a marriage, the wife is happy, Milamesev Armaloi, rather than staying in Amona. So therefore, by chalitza, we don't have this svara to say that if she falls with name Lukashchin, she should be potter from chalitza. Because here, of course, when she first got married, she was nicha with the marriage. But our kopon on our mission, it's a good proof. Here we're saying when the father paid the money to the kohanim, and then the father died. So when the father paid the money, he meant to do tshuva, to get a kapora. See, if you're going to tell me when you just give back the money without bringing the korban ashram, you have no kapora, so it's like a mekach tois, then the Yashrim should be able to get the money back. And since the Mishnah says, no, the Kahanim keep the money, so that's a proof that with the money, there is a Miksas Kapara. Then the Mishnah says, Nosa Nesakesev Liyoriv, if you gave the money to the first Mishmer, and then they brought the Korban Yashrim later, that's good. But the opposite way, it's no good. That was the klal of the Mishnah, that the Korban Yashrim is only good if the money was returned. But if when you bring the Korban Yashrim, you did not return the money yet, the carbon is no good. Again, there's by Gezla Ger that you swore false and then the Ger died. So you have to bring now Keren, Chaimish, and a carbon Oshem. So Tana Rabbanu went like this. Nosan Oshem Liyoriv. You brought the carbon Oshem first to the Mishmer of Yoriv. That's the first Mishmer. The Kesev Liyidiyo. And you gave the money first later on to a Mishmer later, the last Mishmer called Yidiyo. So it says in the Brice here, Yachsa Kesev Eitzel Oshem. That the money is supposed to go back to where the Yashem is. Divrei Rav Yehuda. In other words, the Anshei, the Mishma of Yediyah, they're supposed to give the money back to the Mishma of Yoyarif. That's where the Yashem was given to. That's what Rav Yehuda says. The Chacham Marim Nechom say, Yachzer Oshem Eitzel Kesev, not just the opposite. Let the Mishma of Yoyarif give the Oshem back to the Mishma of Yediyah that has the money. So it's a Machlokes, who has to give it back to? In other words, something was done wrong here, and the question is, who do we make the knas? Who has to give the money back to who? So Gemara says, hey, Chidon, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Tiyoyiv le'yosham le'yoyoriv b'mishmarosoi tiyoyoriv. That first, this person, the Gazlin, brought his korban osham, and he gave it to the Mishmer first, he gave it to the Mishmer yoyoriv in their Mishmer. Now true, the Mishmer shouldn't have received it, because halacha is, you're not supposed to bring the korban osham before he returns the kesef. So really, they did something wrong, this Mishmer, by accepting the Korban Oshem. But then the Goslin went and gave the money later on. V'kesev liyidiyah, v'mishmerosah liyidiyah. He gave the money a few months later in the next month's Mishmer. If you want to say that's the case, say so, then it should have been zeh zocher b'shaloi, v'zeh zocher b'shaloi. Alachur, each one has the right to keep what they received. They received it during their Mishmer. So Rashi says, according to Rabban, we can understand. They made a kenas to Yoriv. Since they accepted the Yoshem, they're supposed to give the Yoshem back to the later Mishmer. That's okay. But the question is, Elul Rabbi Yehuda, my time with the Konis Liyadiyah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say you have to give the money back to the first Mishmer? What did they do wrong the second Mishmer? They received the money during their Mishmer. So why can't they hold on to the money? Some are Rava says like this. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? The Yoyiv Oshem liyoyoriv, the Mishmarosa liyoyoriv. True, there's Gazlin that came to do tshuva now, so he has to really give back Keren, Chaimish v'yoshem. So what he did first was he brought his Korban Oshem. And he gave it to the first Mishmer, came today to the Mishmer that was working there, the Kahanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash now, and the Mishmer of Yoyoriv, and he gave them his Korban Oshem. V'kesev liyidiyah. But he gave the money, the Keren, not to this Mishmer Yoyoriv, but he gave it to different Kahanim. To Kahanim that are going to work for us later on next month at the Mishmer of Yediyahu. But when did the Gazlan give them the money? The Mishmer Rosa the Yoyoriv. He gave them the money right now in the Mishmer of Yoyoriv. So right now in this first Mishmer, what the Gazlan did is the Korban he gave to the Mishmer. But the money he gave to different Kahanim that are not working right now. That's the Shaila. We have you, this have you, the holes. Kivon the lav mishmer is yediyahi. Since right now it's not these kahanim's time to do the work, it's not their mishmer. They don't do work in the Beis Hamikdash now. Is liyadiyah kan sinulei? Therefore, we make a kanas to them that they had no right to accept the money. And therefore, we tell them the money that you received, give it back to the other kahanim that are working now in the mishmar. Hilkach yachsa kesev eitzel oshem. Therefore, if Yudis says the kanas is that you kahanim from the mishmar of Yediyah that's not working right now, you have to take the money you received and give it to the kahanim that are working right now, that are in the mishmar working right now. They have the korban oshem. So right now, go give them the money. And like we had before, the kahanim of that mishmar has a right to split the money. The rabbanon savri, what does the rabbanon hold? For rabbanon savri, shaloi kedin hu ovid b'nei yayorif. They hold no. The first mishmar did the wrong thing by accepting the oshem. They kiblu oshem makme kesef. Because they shouldn't have received the korban oshem before the gazlan returns the money. That's to say that first you're supposed to return the money and then bring the korban oshem. So the first mishmar, even though it's their mishmar, they did something wrong by accepting the korban. Therefore, the rabbanon hold hilkach l'ditul kan sinan lu the yachzer osher meitzel kesef. Therefore, the rabbanon made a kenas upon this first mishmar that they should not be makir of the korban osham, but rather just wait with it until it will come later on the time of the mishmar of Yedio, since they have the money. Then they have a right to bring the korban osham. So that's the machlokes reviewed in the rabbanon. Who did the rabbanon make a kenas on? On the first Mishmar, or on the Mishnah Yediyahu that accepted the money, Shalaikadin. Tanya will learn like this. Omar Rebbe said, Ledivra Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, even though he says we'll make a kenas, that's the money supposed to be returned, but imkod no b'nei Yayoriv, vekrivu es osham, let's say the Mishmah of Yayoriv brought the korban osham before the money was brought. So that korban osham is no good. Talacher is, this Mishmah now has to go and bring another korban oshem, because they were like a mazik. They brought a korban oshem before the money was given. The korban oshem is no good. So they have a chiyuv to buy another korban oshem for the gazlin. But now the yakrivu b'nei yidiyo. You have to wait and give this korban oshem to the next Mishmah b'nei yidiyo that they have the money. But v'zochu halolo b'mashe b'yodon. But the first Mishmah, the Mishnah Yahyariv, from the first korban oshem that they brought, they could keep that korban oshem. They keep what they have. So Gemara asks, what do you mean they keep it? Amri, like we say, lamai chazi. What use can they have from it? You can't eat from this korban oshem. Oshem posalu. It's a posla korban oshem. It has no din to be brought. A korban oshem of an asham gezelus here, you only bring it after you return the money. But here that the money was not returned yet, they have no right to bring the korban. So the korban is called the korban psula. Since so, what do you mean to say they keep what they have? You can't eat the meat. So Gemara says, "Omarav liyoroi." That means to say that the skin of the animal, that's omuta bahano, that goes to the mishmar, the first mishmar. Since the ma'isa they brought the korban, even though it's a korban psula, they have a right to keep the skin. The skin, that much they keep. Yeah. Tanya, we're not like this. Omar Rebbe. Lediva Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda again, that normal Rebbe Yehuda says will make a kenas upon the Mishmor Yudio, that they have to return the money. But what's going to be in Kayim Oshom, if the Oshom is still around, then Yachzer Oshom Eitzel Kesef. Let's say for some reason the Yanshei, the Mishmor of Yoriv, did not bring the Korban Oshom. And for some reason the Yanshei Yudio did not return the money either. And now the first Mishmor finished. And the next Mishnah, the Anshei Yidiyo, come into work. So now Lamaisa, they have the money. And the Korban Oshem is still around. So in this case, the Korban Oshem goes to the second Mishmar, and they'll bring a Kedasa Kedin. That's the Sazach Hiddish, that in Kayim Oshem, the Oshem is still around. That the first Mishnah did not bring it. And in other words, the Yidiyo did not give the money back. So they never brought the Korban. Now Yachzer Oshem Eitzel Kesef. Fred Gemara, why? For Rabbi Yehuda Yachzer Kesef Eitzel Oshem Islei. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite way around. Rabbi Yehuda says we'll make a kenas that the Anshei Yedio, the one that received the money, Shalei Kedin, it's not their Mishmar now, they have to return the money back to the Bailam, back to their first Mishmar. So why do you say that the Korban Oshem goes to the second Mishmar? So I'll answer you, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, Kagoyin de Nofak, Mishmar Rosso Yedio Yoriv. We're talking about that the Mishmar Yoriv finished their Mishmar. They had the Korban Oshem, but they knew they're not supposed to bring it before the kesef was brought. So they did not bring the korban. But all this time, v'loy tovu, then they did not ask the Anshei Yedio to give them the money. If they would have went to the second Mishmar and said, listen, it's our Mishmar now, we have a right to bring this Korban Asher, we need the money. You have to give us back the money. Then it's true, the Yansha Yidiyo is supposed to give them back the money. But we're talking about this first Mishmar did not, was V'loy Tovu. They did not ask the second Mishmar for the money back. For all Kamashmar, that's what we're teaching us over here, the Yachula Yachila Gabayu. It's like the first Mishmar was Meichel the money and saying the second Mishmar, they can keep the money. So if the Anshe Yoyorub, the first Mishmar, did not bring the Korban Asher, so the Korban Asher is still alive. So what do they do with it? They have to give it over to the second Mishmar. The second Mishmar, the Mishmar Yidiyo, they have the money. They have the money. They could also bring the Korban Asher. So in such a case, that's the halachos, that's the chiddush, that the first Mishmar was Meichel the money to the second Mishmar. Tani Yiduch wrote another price like this. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Ledivra Rebbe Yehuda, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, in Kayim Oshem, in a case that the first Mishmar did not bring the Korban Asher is still alive, Yachsa Kesev Eitzel Oshem, you're still supposed to give the money back to the Korban Asher. That means the Mishmar of the Yedio still has to give the money back to the Mishmar of Yoyorov. Fredimar Pshita, of course, Hochi Yislei. That's what Rebbe Yehuda always says. Rebbe Yehuda always says that we make a kanas upon the second Mishmar that took the money, Shalai Kedin, they have to return the money back to the first Mishmar. So what are you telling me now, Rebbe? Pshita, that's what Rebbe Yehuda himself said. So Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayas kinin, you know what we're talking about over here, k'goin de nofak mishmarosom, tahani udahani. We're talking about that the first Mishmar Yehoyorah finished. They did not use the Korban Asher. And they did not even ask the second Mishmar for the money. And then the second Mishmar went through their time, and they did not bring the Korban Asher either. And they did not ask for the Korban Asher. So that's the Chiddush. For Leitovu, and one did not ask from the other. So both Mishmarim passed by, and neither of them used up the opportunity to bring the Korban Asher. So Ma, the time I would have thought to say, Achu Legabi Adodi, that each one was Mechel to the other one. Each one has a right to keep their money, and to keep the Asher. Kamash Mla, no. The Armina would say like this, Kivan the Loitovi Lahadrui Beresha. Since one did not ask the other one, and both Mishmarim went by already, the Lachar is like it starts over again. And it starts out like a new case now. As if to say the Asher was given to the Mishmar, Anshi Yayorub to the first Mishmar, and the money was given to the second Mishmar, and we're holding now a second time around by the first Mishmar. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the kenas is that the second Mishmar that receives the money now, Shalai Kedin, they have to return the money back to the first Mishmar. And the first Mishmar has the right to be tovei them and say, give me back the money. Therefore, they could bring the Korban Asher when they receive the money. Then the Mishnah says, Shehamevi Gzeloi Ashlehevi Ashermoi is no good. No, it's good. Right, so if you could return the money without bringing the Korban Asher, that's called a good Hashavah. Minoh and Emili, how do we know these Yisoidis of the Mishnah? Omar Rabba, the Yomakor, the Pasuk says, that we have before Ho'oshom, Ha'mushav La'ashem La'koyein, Milvad El HaKippurim, that the money, the Karen and the Chaymish is supposed to be returned to the Koyin, excluding the Korban Asher that's brought. Ashir Chapa Boy, that he has a Kapora from. So Mechlal, it's a proof for me at the Kesab Reisha. And since the Seder says, Milvad El HaKippurim, Mashma first comes the Kesef, and then comes the Yosham. So in other words, the Asher cannot be brought before the Kesef was returned. So, Amahu Merabbonin L'Rabba, the Rabbonin said back to Rav, is this true? Do you make such a drasha like this? Elamayati so, by a Korban Tumid, the Pasuk says, Milvad Oilas Havoike. When it talks about bringing the Korban Musafim, it says you bring the Korban Musafim, Milvan excluding the Eila Sabaika, the Korban Atama that's brought. So the Kurvitz Mashra from the Psukim then, Hochinam, you want to tell me Machlal, to Musafim Bereisha? When the Pasuk says Milvad Bayos, Milvad Eila Kippurim, or the Korban Asher, it means that comes second after the money. So here also, you mean to tell me the Korban Musaf comes first, and then you bring the Korban Atamid? Is that true? Vatanya, we learn not like that. V'atani, we learned, Minayin shelo yehi dover, koydim l'tomid shoshachar, you're not supposed to bring any korban before you bring the korban atomid. The first korban in the morning is the korban atomid. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yorach oleho oilo, they bring on at the korban oilo, the korban atomid. V'yomar rova, rova says, oilo, the extra hay, means to teach us, oilo rishayna, this is the first korban that's brought up. So you see, even though it says milvad, it doesn't mean it comes second, it comes first. So maybe you're also, Mavad El HaKippurim, maybe the Korban Asher could come first. Amalei said back to him, Ano, from I make the drasha, Ma'asheh yechafe boi nafka, lei. V'yadayin lechipur. The pasuk says, Mevadei lechipur, Ma'asheh yechafe boi, Loshen osid, Mashmalai, the kapur was brought already. That's his drasha from. Rashi says, Ela mi'asheh yechafe kaminu, Dechsiv v'loshen osid, says in the future, Midu loiksiv asher kipur, O mashma de kishaheshiv lakoynes oshim, Dainu Karen Akesa Badain Lachipur, that when he gave the money, he still didn't have his kapara yet. So Mashma, the money has to go first, and then you have to bring the Korban Oshem. But that's what the Mishnah says, if you bring the Korban Oshem first, that Korban Oshem is possible. You can't bring the Korban Oshem before you have the kapara of returning the money. Then the Mishnah says, Nosam Layas Akeran, let's say you paid the money. So that's Matzmak. If you pay the Karen, even though you don't pay the Chaimish, the Karen is Matzmak. If you could bring a Korban Asham, even though you didn't bring the Chaimish. Tana Rabbon, Minayin, how do we know? Shim Hevi Milosai. If somebody was Moel from Hegdish, he had an enjoyment from Hegdish, and the Bishaygeg. So Lacharez, he also has to pay back the Karen, a Chaimish, and a Korban Mila. How do we know? Shim Hevi Milosai brings the Loi Hevi Asham, he brought the money, but he did not bring the Korban Asham. Or else Hashem, he brought us Korban Hashem. Shlo Yehevi Milos, he didn't bring the money. Shlo Yotze, he's not Yotze, his Kapor yet. Talmud, the Apostle says, V'yeh Loshem, it says, V'yos, V'nislach Loi. It says, V'yeh Loshem, it says, V'nislach Loi. That he has his Kapor. Rashi says, V'yeh Loshem, V'nislach, Mashmein, Tzlich, Ela B'shneim. Ayil, K'mashimo, and Hashem, Karen. That's V'yeh Loshem. Ayil means the Korban, and Hashem means the Karen. Like we learned, Yavla, come on. Hegdish from Hegdish, we'll learn later, Hegdish from Hegdish. Ma Oshem, Nechzib, the Gezlager, just like by Gezlager we had before. When the Pasuk says Oshem, it means Karen. The same thing here by Hegdish also. When the Pasuk says Be'el Ha'oshem, it means Oshem, means the Karen. So by a Korban Mila, you don't have your Kaporo until you bring both. You bring your Korban Mila, the Korban Oshem, and you pay back the Karen. Uminayin, how do I know? Shim Hevi Ashamoi, Achle Hevi Milosoi. If you brought the Korban before you brought the money. Shelo Yotzi Nat Yotze. Talmud Loima Be'el Oshom. Ho'oshom Bikfar. Mashma Liyosom was brought back before. If you brought the Korban Oshom before you brought the money, like Rashi says. Rashi says, Minayin Shim Hevi Milosoi. Kabinenim and Hegdishkom. Milosoi Karen. Tegdish Shemoboi. How do we know if you brought the korban, but you didn't bring back the money? You're not yotza. Tamloima beel ha'osham means osham dikfar. Mashma that you have the money brought back first. That the money is brought back first, then you can bring your korban. Rashi's beel ha'osham mashma ba'ayil shulbo choyva la'osham shukeren alma keren bereishim aisi that you have to bring the money first and then the korban mila. Yochel, I would have thought to say kishem sha'ayil the osham akfin. Just like you see, you have to have both for the kaporo, paying back the keren of what you took from Hegdish and bringing the korban osham. Maybe kachay mishmakiv. Maybe also you don't have your kaporo until you pay back the chaymish. Talmudim, this we say no. The pasuk says be'el osham v'nislach loy. That means ayil the osham akfin. He's be'el osham v'nislach loy. He has his kaporo with the ayil with the korban and osham with the keren. With these two things, you have your kaporo. Ayil the osham akfin the Hegdish. V'ein chaymish makiv. But Chaimish is not makiv, even without bringing, paying back the Chaimish, you can have the kapora. Now, the Yilmoid Hegdish mehedyit, the Hegdish mehegdish. We learn out both ways. The Korban Mila from the Korban of Gezlager. Hegdish mehedyit, learning out the Korban Mila from the Korban of Gezlager. Ma Oshem, the Hosan Karen, just like by Gezlager, when the Pasuk says Oshem, like we had before, it means it's Karen, the money you pay back has locha like an Oshem. Af Oshem, the Ocha Karen. When it says the word Oshem by Korban Mila, it also means paying back to Karen. And the Hegdish Mehegdish, we learn now dinim of Gezlager from the parasha of Mila, of Korban Mila. Ma Hegdish, just like by Korban Mila, and Chaimish Makiv, even without paying back the Chaimish, still you can have your Kapora. I'll tell you, Af Hegdish, the same law applies by Gezlager, Nami, and Chaimish Makiv, that even without paying back the Chaimish, still you can have your Kapora. Hadron Alecha.